The Trump administration is digging themselves into a hole that they will not be able to crawl out of. The American people can see when the state is murdering U.S. citizens on the streets, and the American people don't like to be lied to by Donald Trump and the stooges around him. On screen now, you see Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Gregory Bovino, a man who intentionally dresses like SS agents. It's not an exaggeration to say that he is intentionally trying to look like an SS agent, and a man who reminds me of Colonel Lockjaw from One Battle After Another, who walks around with an unearned veil of authority even though he is an impotent man and an incompetent leader. Well, on screen now, you see Gregory Bovino getting grilled by CNN's Dana Bash to provide any evidence whatsoever that Alex Pretty was trying to assault law enforcement officers. The administration keeps making these insane declarative claims about Alex Pretty and Renee Nicole Good, calling them both domestic terrorists who were trying to harm everybody around them. But every time they are pressed for evidence, they then retreat behind this idea that we need to wait for the investigation. You can't have it both ways. You can't call them terrorists and then say we have to wait for the evidence to come out. No, I want to show you the moment Dana Bash confronts him, shows him the footage throughout this interview. As this interview goes on, she's showing him footage on screen and says, look, we are showing you what happened. There are multiple angles. You cannot deny this. And Gregory Bovino has no answer whatsoever. So make sure you drop a like to boost this pro-democracy message. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help independent media. And let's just start with the most heated clip, and then we'll jump in from there because it continues to go off the rails for Greg Bovino.
There's no evidence that he was perpetrating violence. Yep. And there's no evidence, unless you have it, and we'd love to see it if there is, that he was intending to massacre law enforcement, other than the fact that he was there and he had a gun lawfully.
He meant to be there beforehand. Again, Dana, he came there beforehand.
How do you know that?
Because he was there.
But all he was doing there was filming and documenting it, which is legal. He was carrying a gun, which in Minneapolis is legal.
I didn't say it wasn't.
This guy's making no sense. You might as well have Nick Shirley out there representing you if you're going to be stuttering and stumbling your way through an interview like this. What do you mean he was out there before? We can see on the video that the Border Patrol agent takes the gun away from him when he's on the ground, and then they shoot him multiple times. We can see that he was only trying to help a woman who was just pushed to the ground. He had his phone in his hand. When I zoom in, that's a phone in his hand. He was not trying to mass execute anybody. What a sick, demented lie. To continue.
And I didn't say it wasn't legal.
So then what did he do that was illegal?
Assault federal law enforcement when he does that. That's an active law enforcement crime scene.
Where do you see in the video that he was
decided to enter into?
Where do you see in the video that he was assaulting law enforcement? Because from everything we have seen, law enforcement was assaulting him when he was there trying to help another individual.
Dana, law enforcement doesn't assault anyone. Follow directions of law enforcement. Follow directions of law enforcement in an active crime scene. It's very evident he didn't want to do that. Very evident that the other individuals didn't want to do that. And, it's too bad the consequences had to be paid because he injected himself.
Jesus Christ, it doesn't get any better, but you know what's too bad, Gregory Bovino, that our government is currently overrun by people like you who will watch a video of a United States citizen getting executed and then go on TV and call them a terrorist after and say it's too bad that he had to be there. There's one sentence that Gregory Bovino says there that reveals more than he meant to reveal. He says, quote, law enforcement doesn't assault anyone. Gregory Bovino just made that as a blanket statement. Law enforcement never assaults anyone. He's saying essentially that law enforcement should have absolute immunity, whether you're a Border Patrol agent, an ICE agent, or a police officer, to enact your most heinous instincts on people around you. He's saying that people like Derek Chauvin, the man who murdered George Floyd, never assaulted anyone, that law enforcement can never assault anyone. What an insane statement to make. I mean, ICE has 2,000 allegations of sexual abuse over the past few decades. Are you going to say that those aren't actually assaults, Greg Bovino? In this next clip, Dana Bash points out, we have footage showing him holding a cell phone, not a gun. You know, that seems to be a pretty damn important detail because their entire claim rests on the idea that he was there to commit mass murder against ICE agents. He's holding a phone and helping people around him. This inversion of reality is insane, and the fact that we have to argue even about this is insane. We all know the truth.
Multiple angles of this incident show him holding up a cell phone and recording it, not a gun. Did he at any point pull out his weapon?
Dana, good morning, and thanks for having me. The weapon, and we do know that the suspect did bring a weapon, a loaded 9mm high-capacity handgun, to a riot. We do know that. As far as what happened in that intervening moment with the video that you just showed, that's going to come to light through the investigation. That's being investigated, and those facts and those questions will be answered soon enough.
All right, that's how the interview starts. Greg Bovino comes out and says we have to wait for the facts to come out via the investigation, but I think he should tell that to people like Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance. Stephen Miller tweeted, not even an hour after the shooting happened, quote, an assassin tried to murder federal agents and this is your response. Wow. Maybe you should wait for the investigation to come out. Guess who reposted that? None other than J.D. Vance. They are officially going with the narrative that he was an assassin. It's so incredibly offensive when we know that is not true. That's when the interview begins to escalate. And of course, the clip I showed you very early on is later in the interview when it's already escalated. This is when it really starts to hit the fan because Dana Bash says, what do you mean he wants to massacre law enforcement? What evidence do you have?
Well, you said yesterday that this looks like a situation where the individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement.
Yep, even Gregory Bovino said yesterday that exact thing. So why is he saying today we have to wait for the facts of the investigation? I hate talking out of both sides of your mouth like these administration officials do.
What evidence do you have that he wanted to massacre law enforcement? Because all the videos that we have, and I do want to, we just have a still shot up now, but I do, control room, want to play one of the other videos. Let's play video number one again. It doesn't look anything like he's trying to massacre law enforcement. In fact, he was filming, and then it looked like he was trying to help another individual there who was pushed down by law enforcement, and then they went after him.
In fact, I believe that the fantastic training that our law enforcement partners have, the fact that they're highly trained, prevented any specific shootings of law enforcement. So good job for our law enforcement in taking him down before he was able to do that. And again, Dana, let's look at why he was there in the first place.
No. Don't do it. Don't blame it on Tim Walz.
Was he simply walking by and just happened to walk into a law enforcement situation and try to direct traffic and stand in the middle of the road and then assault, delay, and obstruct law enforcement? Or was he there for a reason? Did he fall victim to that violent and heated rhetoric by a Mayor Fry, a Governor Walz?
Oh, he brings up Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Fry and tries to blame it on them. The most disgusting part of this clip is when he tries to claim that Border Patrol agents were just following their training and prevented more deaths. The training that they're getting must be non-existent, or it must be training to escalate. Because what you see in the video is Preddy with a cell phone in his hand in the middle of the street, minding his own business and just filming around him. Then, as he's standing in the middle of the road, a woman gets pushed over by ICE agents. So he walks over and tries to help her up, and he gets pepper sprayed, pinned to the ground. His gun gets grabbed by an ICE agent, then he gets shot after. So they disarmed him, shot him, then they begin screaming, where is his gun? Who knows where his gun is? So they were looking for his gun after because they thought it was on him still. They didn't even know that one had disarmed him in a very reckless way, and the rest thought that I don't even know what the hell they thought they were doing other than executing U.S. citizens. They're all on different pages and untrained. So him claiming that they're following their training is offensive. Him then invoking Governor Tim Walz is doubly offensive. In this next clip, Bovino says he was in the scene assaulting law enforcement. There's no video that shows that.
That he went there to try to stop this law enforcement operation. All of the video that we have seen shows him documenting it with his cell phone, which is a lawful thing to do. And the only time he seemed to interact with law enforcement is when they went after him when he was trying to help an individual who law enforcement pushed down. So where do you have the evidence to show that he was trying to impede that law enforcement operation?
Sure, Dana, first he was there in the scene. He was in the scene actively impeding and assaulting law enforcement to the point.
But that's not illegal. He wasn't impeding it. He was filming it, which is a legal thing to do in the United States of America.
Now, Dana, let's don't freeze frame adjudicate this now. He was there for a reason, and that reason was to impede law enforcement to the point.
What evidence do you have of that?
And here's a good point.
He's actively being shown a video that proves him wrong. He says that Alex was assaulting law enforcement officers, but look at what plays out on camera.
Need law enforcement to
what
the point.
What evidence do you have of that?
And here's a good point.
A gang of law enforcement officers very clearly were the ones assaulting and escalating with Alex. Gregory Bovino is lying, and they're showing him to be a liar on screen. You know, Dana Bash is really surgically dissecting him. I think she's doing a good job here because every time he makes a new claim, every time he makes a claim about assaulting law enforcement or having a gun, she then surgically picks apart that claim and makes sure that he looks like an idiot regarding that claim.
The fact that de-escalation techniques were utilized during this action. Those de-escalation techniques, whether it was physically trying to remove them from that law enforcement scene, that active law enforcement scene in which law enforcement were going after a violent...
Is Gregory Bovino schizophrenic? What sort of de-escalation situation did you see in a video? Did he see a different video than all of us saw? Because in my mind, one of the most shocking parts of the video is how fast everything escalated. How Alex, in one moment, was just standing there recording, and the next moment was being ripped to the ground by ICE agents, and the next moment was being shot. It all happened within maybe 20 seconds. That's what struck me as uniquely insane. Greg Bovino is lying and spinning out of his ass. Dana Bash points that out by saying, it feels like you're blaming the victim.
With respect, it feels as though in some ways you're blaming the victim here.
The victims are the Border Patrol agents. I'm not blaming the Border Patrol agents. The victim are the Border Patrol agents. The suspect put himself in that situation.
This is truly spoken like somebody who would wear this jacket. You could have written this in the script for Colonel Lockjaw in one battle after another when I would say, you know, no actual agent would speak like that in real life. It's just a script. But here's Gregory Bovino speaking like that in real life, even though we have video footage that shows what actually happened. This woman right here was pushed to the ground by a Border Patrol agent. She gets pushed. Alex goes, whoa, dude. Then he puts his hands up. He puts his hands up very clearly. He understands that he has to keep his hands up the entire time. I'm going to leave it there. Let's continue to fight back. I love you all and peace out.